And before we get Jimmy on stage, we're going to talk to him right now. It's Miles Hampton with Jimmy Buffett. Hi, Jimmy.
How are you, Miles?
Great there to see us here in Indy, and it's the last stop on the third leg of the tour. 17 shows down so far.
So far so good. It's been a great run, a beautiful night. We've literally lucked out on the weather in the Midwest, and we head back to the East Coast, toward the end of the month. But I'm going to take a little time off and go to the beach. I'm tired of swimming in chlorine pools.
And you deserve it. I'm sure there's not very many big waves in a pool either, right?
No, they're not. And then, the Lake Michigan's a little chilly, you know.
So you're in Findy. How did you like Chicago with Fingers Taylor? Any surprises tonight on the stage, Jimmy?
Well, I've learned after doing this, of course, you can have a surprise any night on the stage.
That's true.
You're supposed to be able to adjust and go by, but it was great to see Fingers. And particularly, I'm very excited about the juke joint duo, Cedric Burnside and Lightning Malcolm. I really like these kids a lot, and thinking I'll be seeing more of those guys on, like, the circuit of the Margaritaville cafes around. So between that, we've got Sonny here tonight, Sonny Landa, that kind of comes in and out with us. And then and Jake will be back with us at the Newport Folk Festival on Sunday.
Oh, that's cool. So there's you and Mac doing that together? That's a show that we're not going to get to catch. So what's that like, Jimmy, the Folk Festival?
Don't know. I've never done it. As a folkie, I figured before I was done with this, I wanted to play Newport. So I'm doing it.
You're kind of a folky, you know, some of your older stuff.
Kind of, right? Hell. I was a folky.
So I like the way you do changes in latitudes on this tour. Jimmy, how did that come about? You know, like you've changed it up a little bit.
Well, actually, that was done by a group called the Kauai Crater Boys from Honolulu. There's a lot. I get a lot of covers in a lot of these great local bands in Hawaii, which is kind of an honor. And I heard their version of Changes, and I just loved it. So we've been kind of doing it that way, and that's how it came about.
It sounds real good, Jimmy. The Little Feet album that you're going to be on comes out August 26th. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it was a labor of love for a long time. I have it's a great line of people that had simply paid homage to Little Feet as a band who influenced us, and something that we could do for them to let another generation who may not be as familiar with what an effect they had on me, certainly, but I'm their age, but even younger folks like Dave Matthews, who's on the album, and Chris Robinson of Black Crowes, people like that who are big Little Feet fans. So it's a great record. It's a great tribute to them, and I hope it's a big success for them.
Cool. And for being in Indianapolis tonight, you're feeling like you're ready to already come back on that fourth leg? Are you ready for a little R&R?
No, R&R comes when the shows are done, Miles. We've got a show to do here, and I'm heading out there right now.
I hear that music coming on. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Thanks,
have fun
Miles.
Tonight.
Bye.
Fin's up.